And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We got a great show for you today. It's just Corey and I. Pete is out of the studio down in Baja. We'll be joining us next weekend, and hopefully we'll hear from some great tales of fun and surf down below the border. But, man, you got Corey and I. We're going to be talking tuna, talking tackle, talking calicos, inshore and more. It's going to be a great show, and this show's for you. It's your questions. It's your stories. It's lots of fun, and we're just looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time talking fishing here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or a freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, these are just always a fun time, man. Just you and me and talking bluefin, talking offshore, inshore, whatever it is. It's
yeah.
Just kind of the angler's dictated.
That's always my favorite. Yeah, it's like every show always takes a different angle, and it's always fun, and it's usually... it's a show for you. It's a show for the callers and the listeners and for everybody. And yeah, it's just, a good time and no agenda, no nothing, talking fishing like we all do. And boy, there's still lots of it going on. It's been
crazy.
So fun. You know, we talk about it every year, and I know we even mentioned it yesterday, but, that's kind of the word around the landings at this time of year is running out of fishermen before you run out of fish. And man, it's the case again. There's some legit, really good bluefin fishing going on that Tanner Bank right now. But, you know, as they very much earned, a lot of boats have kind of hung it up for the season and getting their maintenance periods going. But the guys that are still out there fishing are finding some phenomenal fishing. both daytime fly line and sinker rig fishing, nighttime jig fishing, good school size fish, 20 to 40 pounders, and still some big ones too. It's been really fun to watch. This is a season that's just not willing to throw the towel in.
Right. Is there still some of that stuff closed for the private boater? Like the, I know in November there was, I almost went and did it, but I never made it. But, I mean, like within 25 miles of the harbor.
Yeah, I didn't hear of it this week, not to say that it wasn't there, but you're right. What we were hearing a lot of is the guys that were out sword fishing, like the swordfish fleet that ranges from Nine Mile Bank and then all the popular local banks. There's guys that are putting baits down trying to catch a swordfish. And we were hearing from those guys, hey, man, we were sitting in a drift with our swordfish gear down at, you know, 1,000 feet and a spot of yellowfin or a small spot of bluefin popped up. And it sounded like pretty, you know what it sounded like was a fair amount of tuna, but not necessarily grouped up and really going after it.
Small spots.
And that fish is of course catchable, but it's tougher. You know, like it sounded like a lot of small bird spots moving around kind of fast, and you'd see the fish up and puddle and chip a little bit, but not locked on whitewater foamer. The type of thing where if you really line everything up and you get the right cast at just the right time, you could probably get a bite, but it didn't sound like they were going to make it easy for you to catch them. But still, we're talking late November, early December, fishing within 40 miles.
Right, and totally fishable. It's more of a private boat fish.
I think so, yeah. At that point, it's just fast, real quick, up and down, but still around.
And a chance at it.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
It's kind of cool, really.
It's fun seeing, it's fun seeing that happening. I know that there was some fish at the Coronado Islands, but same deal, like, you know, this is the time of year that...
Touchy.
You gotta fit maintenance in somewhere. You know, I mean, the tuna season has been starting so early, and it's been ending so late, you gotta find a time somewhere to get the boat taken care of, and so we're seeing a little bit of that, but man, it's just fun. Yeah, lots going on.
You know what I was impressed with, was Aliar's score yesterday on the Player Supreme, man. Frank
crazy.
Calling in like 90 wahoo.
That's just
a phenomenal score in itself, right?
It's been such a weird wahoo season too. It started off pretty good, and then it was just slow. You know, Frank talked about it yesterday. It's been kind of a tough year, and then the fish at the beginning of the season were really small. A lot of the fish at Alejos and the rocks in the bank both were small ones. I mean, small, like 15 pounds and even lesser. You know, you could bounce them or, a 20 pounder was a very regular one. And for whatever reason, these last few fish that the guys are catching right now are just hogs, man. Not uncommon to see a 50, even 60 pounder. I saw some photos in the Independence of some big giant ones. So yeah, there's some big hoo around, and it's definitely better late than never, man. There's some good fishing going on right now.
Yeah, and then to top it off, I mean, he came up the line, and before they came into the harbor, how many? I don't know how many miles. I would assume 100 miles, like off Colonnette or something, but. Bluefin, dude. I mean, from 90 wahoo and whatever tuna, and then to put some bluefin on the boat.
Those guys are just fish all the time, man. That Aliar doesn't mess around. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And we talked to Frank yesterday too. Still a couple of spots open. Those guys have a 3-day trip leaving in December here. So yeah, with tuna still around, I mean, certainly some opportunities to still get it done. We didn't get much of a chance yesterday, too, to talk about your Mexico travels, which I'm really hoping to get to do more of today. So, we El Salto is so synonymous with Mexico. Literally, like we talked about yesterday, when I heard you were bass fishing in Mexico, we all just assumed El Salto. But that's not the route you went yesterday, right?
We couldn't get in. They're full.
It's full, yeah.
They're full. And it was really a last minute. You want to hear how last minute? Booger was talking about their trip.
Okay.
And he's like, you know what? I think Justin wanted to bring a deckhand. And, you know, if you don't mind fishing... With that, I'll give him a call, and I didn't hear from him for 5 days. I literally called and booked the trip, and we were gone in a week.
That's so rad.
Like that. So, you know, given that I booked it months in advance, we probably could have found an opening, but they were booked full, so we had to choose a secondary.
I love it.
And is the secondary that bad?
And this is Lake Picachos.
It is.
The same one of the same operations, Billy Chapman on Angler's Inn, this has an operation on Picachos.
Yeah.
How's the fishing similar to, different, same?
It's
same kind of region.
It's like Barrett style.
Okay.
I don't know any other way to put it, but Barrett being like the land of 2 pounder?
Yeah, totally. You know, one to two pounders. Yeah, pound and a half, 2 pounders.
Pound and a half to 2.5 pounds is picachos. And there, 1 out of 5 fish is a 3 or 4 pounder.
Okay, cool.
You know? And then there's, throughout the day, you do catch several 6 pounders.
Okay.
You know, in that range right there. And our top fish, like I said, was 7, 9. That was on a scale.
It's like the calico bass version of Cedros, or the freshwater version of Cedros.
100%.
Tons and tons and tons 100%. Of action. The majority of the fish you get aren't giant ones, but you're always going to catch some good ones throughout the day, and you might get lucky and catch a really good one.
I think the coolest part of the whole thing is, anybody that knows me, is the adventure.
Uh-huh.
It's the coolest place ever. There's iguanas, like, crawling around the dining area. There's iguanas there. There's these weird, like, lemur. I don't even know what type of animal they are. They're really cool. They're like raccoon size, but they're skinnier.
Yeah,
they've
like
got a really long...
Monkey-looking, but not raccoon-looking, but not like...
Yeah,
okay.
They've got really long tails, ring-tailed on them. I think there's some type of a ring-tailed cat. I don't know, maybe somebody can text the show, but they've got a face of a lemur, a little tiny face.
That's cool.
And heaven forbid one of those lobina make it on the bank because...
They're getting it.
Oh, they go nuts. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, they love it. But there's part of the adventure, we've seen like these anteaters, like really weird animals.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. It's truly, if you've ever been to El Salto and never been to Picachos, El Salto is a little more high desert,
mm-hmm.
But still trees. And if you go to Picachos, you'll agree with me, it's a lot more jungle-esque.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's flooded jungle. There's the vines hanging from the trees to the water. In some areas, there's macaws flying around. There's
how cool!
Just the bright red and yellow birds. There's like a type of blue jay, bright blue, that's got a 24-inch tail hanging off of it, flying around.
What a fun trip!
It's truly an adventure.
And you're not that far from home. You know what I mean? It's an hour and a half flight.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, it's like an hour and 45-minute flight. How much easier could it be?
Yeah, that's cool.
You land in Mazatlan, and it's less than an hour.
Mazatlan's such a cool place, too. Like, same deal. It's just different. It's different from the popular Baja cities.
Yeah.
Like, I really like that.
It is tourism, but it's Mexican tourism.
Right.
It's national tourism destination. It's not... there's Americans that go there, you know, like getting on the plane to come back. We saw maybe 6 or 8, Americans and 140 nationals.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's not as much an American destination. Have you been through the CBX, Rick, in the last 5-6 months?
Coming home from Cedros, it changed quite a bit.
A lot.
I have never, we've talked about it a bunch on the show, like I've never been through anything faster, and now it's faster still.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
right.
the whole coming back through CBX, the whole CBX experience really has changed.
It has, for the better.
Yeah, I would say so too. It was great before, better now. Like, it's so popular that they have, and I think them recognizing that the growth is going to continue to go, like, it is basically built, like, I have yet to get there on a day where it was really backed up, but I'm sure it happens, you know, as things grow, and they certainly made the changes. Like, I'm sure expecting that to continue to grow and people to continue to use CBX, so they're really able to handle a serious amount of people.
Well, if you're going down on one of Rosie's Cedros trips, you're in for a surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in a good way. They have tripled, quadrupled the number of people going through there in the last 5 years, but they... by tenfold overbuilt the facility.
That's a great way to put it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, there's more people that go now, and the load that they can now handle is 10 times what that more people is.
And so they built, as you go through there, you used to check in with Valeris, you know, in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and then go through, but now Valeris is on the back end. And I believe now we didn't have to check in a rod tube, but I believe now that you can check in a rod tube upstairs as you're going through CBX.
That's legit.
It's
cool.
Going to be totally different.
Yeah.
In a good way, you know. And And then they have their TSA version, and you go through that, and you're in the airport.
Yeah.
Like, boom, boom.
It's slick. And how inexpensive to get to go down to places like Culiacan, like Mazatlan, like the, if you're going to take advantage, you're going to Cast Tours, you know, on a Cast Tours Salto trip with you, like, that's the other cool part about those destinations, and taking advantage of flying out of Tijuana is the crazy inexpensive airfare.
And so we had some fly guys at the lodge that had come from Montana, and they had to listen to the nightmare that others deal with, and how fortunate we are that we live right here. There, it wasn't necessarily a nightmare, but for us it is, just because of the time frame. So they had to fly into Phoenix, and then from Phoenix to Mazatlan, it took them over an hour and a half to go through Mexican customs coming off the plane.
Really?
Where when we go fly, we're flying domestic.
Domestic, exactly.
So we land, and we're off the plane, and we're in the...
Yeah, you're TJ to Mazatlan, not United States to Mazatlan.
We're in the El Salto van within 5 minutes.
That's cool.
So just... We're blessed to have that CVX and the Tijuana airport right there to make it easy.
No doubt. Trip Tarantula and Arrow, it's just, everything. It kicks off so easy.
And the last-minute booking, because we booked a week in advance, it's super expensive airfare. 125 each way.
Yeah, $125 was the last-minute flight.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. I know. How funny is that, Rick?
That's so cool.
Oh, my God.
Well, as you can hear, we just got a great show. Yeah. Again, I want to just reiterate, this show's for you. If you've got questions of Corey, you got questions about baits, questions about tackle, destination, you want to give us your favorite fishing trip of this year and the big bluefin or big bass you caught, whatever, this show is for you. We're going to be having lots of fun. We're going to be talking fishing, talking reports, and it's just going to be a great time.
And, Rick, I mean, learning from you, the swordfish deal, and whether it's a J-hook or a circle hook, or even the whole Mad Mac or popper fish. I know we had some text yesterday with a popper rod and outfit, and with me not being that knowledgeable on that, I'd like to learn more, too. So if you want to give us a call, 213-432-1090, that's the telephone number here, or you can text us via the app. You have a question for myself or Rick. Maybe you're going down to El Salto next week, man. I'd sure love to hear about it. Or maybe you're going with us on Casman's trip.
Exactly.
You know, I look forward to that. So you can text us via the app, only through the app. Make sure you leave your name and your telephone number so we can get back at you. And give us a call, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and somebody's getting a really cool prize. A full-day trip on the San Diego.
Cool.
Fishing with Booger or Matt. Probably going to be Matt, man.
Right? I hope so.
Out of C4 Sport Fishing. And, again, we'll be right back. More from Rick and Corey when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023 will see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bart Hall Show, February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 7th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bart Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show. Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk.
My favorite shows.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Just a good time.
I mean, we do. We have so much fun together, and we want you to join us.
Yeah.
So join in on the fun, and you can view the phone.
213-432-1090. That's the best way to reach us on Let's Talk Hookup, that 213-432-1090. Or you can send us that text. And like Corey was saying, that text, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's free download. Favorite way to enjoy Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch up with stuff. Adam's always great, too. If we're doing a live broadcast or we're doing something like that, he'll shoot a little message out. Hey, man, this is coming up. That's coming up. Adam also does a great job of getting the archives up, which it trips me out how fast Adam gets those archive shows
super
posted.
Fun.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes within an hour of the show being done, it's already up. But a really good time. And, man, like Corey's saying, we're just going to have a good time, and we want to hear from you, man. Come join us this morning.
Yeah, exactly. And like Rick gave you the telephone number, 213-432-1090. Text us via the show. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego at a Seaforth Sport Fishing, and just a really cool prize to one lucky texter or caller.
Yeah.
Flipping a coin at the end of the show. You've got a good text there, Rick?
I was just looking at a few. It was from Russell in Huntington Beach. Says, hi, guys. I caught a 125-pound bluefin a couple weeks ago. I caught a 125-pound bluefin a couple weeks ago on a Tranks 500 and a 9-foot jig stick. An hour and a half battle. Ooh. A few passengers said I brought a knife to a gunfight during the battle. After I landed it, I turned around and said, Shimano, baby.
All right.
And that's a great catch, man. So congratulations, Russell. What a fish. And I mean, I think both scenarios were right. They were correct in saying that you brought a knife to a gunfight, and you were correct saying that you brought the right knife. You know what I mean? Like, I'll usually say this when guys are maybe thinking about a new reel in the shop and trying to decide. If you blanketly came into the tackle store and said, I'm looking for a reel to catch a 125-pound tuna with, a 9-foot jig rod and a Tranks 500 is never going to be the right reel for it.
It would be, Rick, if you had a masseuse on the boat.
With that said, when it comes to trying to, you know, there's never going to be a black or white, one thing is perfect for everything. And when it comes to the scenario where you need to throw a lure, especially a popper or stick bait or something that's lightweight, that has very user-friendly casting but still good gears and good drags, that is the right reel for it. You know, yeah. I mean, Tranks is a fantastic reel for casting a lure, casting a popper. Is it the best reel for a 125-pounder? Of course not. Big reel, two-speed, lever drag, you know, tons of power, tons of torque. But Tranks is a fantastic blend of very user-friendly, easy casting, holds the right amount of line, really good for throwing a popper, appropriate gear ratio, but still enough balls to get the job done. And that was the case for Russell. So congratulations, man. What a rad fish.
And what a cool reel, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to tell you a story on the whole Tranks line, Rick. I saw that there was a new Tranks.
You're right up your alley.
Oh, 150.
Yeah, even smaller.
Right? And what did I do? I went and purchased one before this trip. And let me tell you, that 150 for freshwater fishing, for bay fishing too would be good. For freshwater, if you have money burning a hole in your pocket and you're going on this trip with Castman, do yourself a favor. If you're looking for a reel,
yeah,
that 150 is a really cool. It's got the guts of a bigger reel.
I've yet to play with one, I'm very interested in hearing. Okay.
So that was my dedicated shallow cranking.
Okay.
Like a 4 to 6 foot diver. Perfect.
Okay.
I wish I had two more because it would have been my little popper rod, or it would have been my. My 4-inch weedless.
Where is it better than the 300 or the 200? Is it just in that it's smaller and fits in your hand, and the lighter spool casts a lighter bait better? Is it just it's more compact, so it's more comfortable? Like, what about that? It gives you an advantage over, you know, the more common that we're used to, the 200s and 300s. And
it's kind of everything you said. It's smaller, lighter. It's got the castability where you can cast a small bait very easily,
okay.
Like super easy. And the 200s, I mean, I have a handful of 200s
sure.
That I take with me, and I love them. Excuse me. But when you start talking small baits, that 150, man, I'm telling you, if you're a freshwater guy or dabble in it or go to El Salto a couple times a year, or you're going with Castman, like I said, and you're looking to purchase a reel, do yourself a favor. I mean, that's a really cool reel.
That's cool.
For the price.
Yeah.
It's in that, I think it's $209, you know.
Yeah,
it's the retail.
Gotcha. Yeah, and you get the advantage, too, of the Tranks, the guts. You know what I mean? Tranks is just...
The power.
Yeah, that line of reels was, you know, saltwater inspired, yeah. Overbuilt. The gears are big. The drags are big. The pinion gear, the main gear, like they're low corrosive parts, like it's a very good workhorse of a reel. So probably overbuilt for what most people will need in a 150,
yeah.
Which is what us as saltwater guys are looking for.
And, you know, 30-pound Power Pro, 30, 40, 50, and a short top shot of fluoro. Or what I did with that one, I used a straight 15-pound fluoro
line. Sure, yeah.
You know?
Get your crankbait down a little deeper.
Beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's way cool.
So, I mean, from the 500 for the bluefin, like
yeah,
you talked
right.
about, all the way down to the 150. That's why I had to mention it.
I chuckled when I saw that they released a 150. I thought, oh, this is great for Corey. Like,
right.
You know, the smaller, the better.
And then here I am talking about it, right, without anything known.
I wanted to bug you for a question. So
yeah.
we had something fun that we're doing at the tackle store with just the boys, like a fun wintertime, keep us busy thing, and we're having like an inner tackle store bass tournament, you know, for the month of sand bass and spotties. And I had a question for you because I was out fishing in the bay. But my question is, this time of year, things are slower. And I know that it's way down the list of your favorite bass. So if you can't answer this, I totally get it. But targeting a big sand bass in this time of year, call it the off season, the winter time, what's the best way to do that? Is it offshore structure? You know, how deep is too deep? Like, if a guy's in my shoe and I'm wanting to catch a big sand bass and I'm a leadhead and swim bait guy, like, what's the best way to do that this time of year?
Man, San Diego Bay is synonymous with that style of fishing,
mm-hmm.
Rick. And I think, oh, man, it's like that the reason they hold the tournament in January and February with the San Diego Anglers. And, it was Bob's Bait and Tackle, I think, prior to that, right? Or, I mean, we're going back 25-plus years.
When it was a two-man, 10-fish limit.
Yeah, right. That's exactly it. So the reason it's so good in the winter months is the water's a degree or two warmer. There's actually bait that piles into the harbor, but schools of bait that come into the harbor,
mm-hmm.
anchovy, sardine. And what they do, it's like a nighttime, daytime, different situation. At night, that bait comes to the lights,
mm-hmm.
you know, up against the harbor, whether it's the Navy or wherever it's at. It comes in the shallows. That sand bass will actually creep into 10, 15 feet of water.
Okay.
Like up against the docks and that kind of stuff. And as the light comes up, it then backs off. That bait leaves and gets into 30 to 50 feet of water, which could be the channel edge kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
And you'll catch that sand bass It roams back and forth with it. It'll migrate, and you'll catch it in, let's say, 50 feet of water, but elevated 15 feet off the bottom.
Got it.
It's not always right on the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, look for the school of bait, and if the bait's 20 feet deep, but from 20 feet to 40 feet, that fish will be hanging right at that 40-foot level.
Okay.
Like right underneath it.
One of the other questions that I was really looking forward to having today's show and getting to talk to the swim bait master is, as I've told you a bunch of times before, like I'm still set in maze of fishing a 1-ounce deadhead and a 5-inch viejo. And, you know, but what I feel like is I feel like you would approach differently, and I know how much you like fishing a slug with a lighter lead head.
Yeah.
Am I missing the boat by fishing that fish leadhead and swim bait wise? You think that the slug could be a better lure to fish direct drive, and does the mono versus Spectra change in either of those two?
So many variables.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Yeah,
I just know how much you like fishing a slug, and you have the opportunity to fish in everything, and there's a reason that you fish that way.
I do. I love the slug. The slug is more. Oh, where I see the best advantage, San Diego Bay is 15, 20 feet of water.
Okay.
Or Back Bay would even be 10 or 12 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But where you can cover a large area and always be in the bite zone.
Okay.
Would be a very long cast, wind it in 5-6 feet, let it sink. 5-6 feet, let it sink. And
are you letting it sink, like you taking the reel out of gear, or are you just following the rod tip back down to the water?
Reel always in gear.
Okay, always in gear.
99% of the bites are going to be on the sink.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole trick to that is, instead of winding 10 feet, if you wound in 10 feet, you would be winding past a potential fish that saw it go by it.
Mm-hmm.
By only winding in 5 feet, you're within their strike zone. So that thing goes by them, triggers a reaction to where they haven't reacted yet.
Yeah.
They're mentally
saw it go by.
They're mentally engaged. They see it go by, and then it falls. And if it's within 3 or 4 feet of them, you're bit instantly.
That's cool.
But if you wound in 5 feet further, mm-hmm. it's out of their strike zone.
Yeah, especially in this cooler time of year, yeah. Watertown, they're not going to exert as much energy. Like,
that's 100% a reaction strike in its finest.
Okay.
Like that right there, what I described is a reaction bite.
And I've seen it a lot of ways, but I've never seen you fish. I've seen guys fish that style with, like, an underspin or a flashy
yeah.
swimmer or some kind of thing. But I always see you fishing with a more traditional, like a boxer head or some sort of just traditional standard, no weed guard, regular lead head.
I have the hook all the way forward. The reason no weed guard, a very important deal, is the weed guard in the front creates drag. You don't want the drag from the front of the lure, because then it impedes the redirection. And it's like having a parachute in the front.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that in the front. You want the lure to be able to zig and zag and freely move, and it looks lifelike.
Yeah.
And by having a weed guard in the front, you're eliminating all of that. So that's why I don't use one.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a fun way to get bit. You could do that. If you drop down 40 feet, mm-hmm. the bottom of the anchovy school, and you jigged it around, you could do that. It's almost like, imagine an ice jig.
Yeah, okay.
Where that thing's like going in a triangle, zip, 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 zip.
Yeah, darting a different direction each time.
You'd get hammered that way, but it's not quite my style, because you're not covering area,
uh-huh.
and you're not drawing that reaction bite. And you mentioned an underspin and those kind of things. They work great. That's a great way to do it. They get bit exceptional in colder water and a little bit dirtier water, but it's painfully slow.
Okay.
Like, for me, it's painful. Like, I cannot handle.
You want to be moving fast.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, and not necessarily fast, but I want to be able to cover ground uh-huh. and do that.
You want to be able to catch the hungry ones or catch the active ones.
It's reactionary bite.
Not catch the inactive ones.
Reactionary.
Uh-huh.
And so it's the same thing in freshwater.
Yeah.
That's why, here's the funny thing. The guide saw the program. And I never fished with a guide before. His question after 2 days is, Senor, you fish a lot of days at home freshwater. how many days you fish in the freshwater? And I'm like, honestly? The last time was at El Salto last year.
That's funny.
He couldn't believe it, you know, because of the just being able to draw those bites and do that kind of thing. He thought I was a Brandon in the tackle shop fishing every day, you know.
That's really cool.
It's just It's just it's a style that I love to do.
Yeah.
You know?
And you might not pick off every single fish that's there, but you're going to cover a lot of ground and you're going to pick off a lot of them rather than just creeping through an area to get every single bite that might exist.
Yeah, it's just it's two totally different styles. And not to say
that one's right or wrong.
Oh, the other one works great.
Yeah.
You may even catch a bigger fish. You may catch more.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely not more because you're not covering.
You're not presenting it to as many opportunities.
So. Yeah,
totally agree.
Yeah, crazy, Rick.
All right.
Craziness.
So, but I'm not messing up by sticking with my 5-inch viejo and a 1-ounce.
No, that's a great way to do it. I mean, that's you're getting down to that 40, 50 feet of water.
In terms of trying to catch a big one.
Yeah, I mean, I think anyway, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll get it done with the 5-inch viejos or. I've caught big ones in the bay on a Colt sniper style thing too,
mm-hmm.
like putting it down in the bottom of the school and jigging.
That's
you
cool.
Know? I mean, it's another way of like ice fishing. Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I dig it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in. Well, hey, with that, I won't keep up taking all the time from our callers. Let's jump into the phones and get things started here, Corey.
I know we just get into too much good stuff here, right? Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce calling from Lemon Grove. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just two quick questions. You ever fish Lake Novia? And is the San Diego Bay Bass Tournament ever coming back?
Oh, good questions. Lake Novia. No, I've never heard of it. Where is that?
Yeah,
Bruce?
I'm not sure either, Bruce.
You go out through Arizona, through Nogales, and down through that area.
Oh,
it takes about 2 days
to
get there.
Okay.
Well, it's a lot more sticky.
Give us the dope there, Bruce.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice lake. They do the tilapia fishing, which is the only drawback from it, that there are a couple days that you have to let them go net. Other than that, pretty wide open sometimes, but it all depends. There's a huge tidal surge on that lake for whatever reason. Maybe that's why the tilapia are there so much, but it's been pretty wide open. We started pretty good sessions there, but it is a long drive. There's not like a plane flight nearby or anything like that. You have to drive into it.
And
you have
Bruce
to bring your boat with you. Yes.
Oh, cool.
Just
that's
across
awesome.
The border, basically.
Yeah. You know the whole
tilapia. It's a, look it up. It's a pretty nice spot. I mean, they have a couple lodges there, but mainly it's tent camping and you're right on the shore and you have nice rocky spots where you can launch the boats in, and you just find a little tent spot, and they charge you about $15 a day per guy, and, you know, the surcharge for the boat. But other than that, it's pretty cool little setup. Pretty much have a lot of space for yourself.
What good info, man. That's awesome, Bruce. And like you say, those types of trips are so fun, too. It's like the perfect distance. You know, you are away from home and you're doing something rad, but it's not so far that you're making some giant trip. You know, you leave in the morning, you're fishing in the afternoon.
Yeah, such cool stuff.
That's awesome. Well, Bruce,
we're so
appreciate
fortunate.
The phone call.
We're so fortunate, Rick, to have Mexico right here.
Totally.
You know, and
such
and
cool stuff to take advantage of.
Yeah, super neat. We're very fortunate with the sport fishing fleet. We're just fortunate as anglers to be able to hop on a plane, and whether you're going with Castman or you're going with Rosie to Cedros, to have those destinations right here in our backyard, man, literally.
All the cool stuff, all the Baja trips that you've done, and the trip you did with Kevin Mattson,
know,
and the
right?
a lifetime of Baja
adventure.
Cool adventure. Yeah, totally.
In fact, mentioning that, you don't want to miss next week's show.
Yeah.
With Bill Decker.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, Corey, you were filling me in on how much cool...
Well,
info that's stored in that guy, and stories and people and places. And
Bill is one of the coolest guys on this planet. He's so humble, low-key, one of John Ireland's good friends, has a couple homes down in Baja, and just, it's going to be a really neat show. I wish I was going to be here.
Cool.
For that one.
Well,
but
sounds
it's
like
a super cool
be.
Guy, and his... how do I say this? I'll say this without going down on a rabbit hole. He's married to a he's married to a daughter of a gentleman. The name his father-in-law, Harry Crosby. Look it up. Just Google Harry Crosby, and there's a Harry Crosby actor. So you want to go Harry Crosby Baja?
Okay.
And that's all I need to tell you. And next week's show is going to be incredible.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah.
I'm pumped. That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure some of that stuff will be in there.
Yeah, okay. Right on. Well, you got me. Up. And again, that's next Saturday here on Let's Talk Hookup. Had a great text come through. Says, good morning, guys. Happy Sunday. You're always a place I go for advice, and I could really use it today. I've shifted to targeting local halibut out of Mission Bay, and I've really been struggling, to put it mildly. Any advice you can give me on equipment, methods, bait for a private boater fishing the SoCal coast for halibut? That's all from Jeff in Escondido.
Yeah. Man, Mission Bay or just the coast? I don't know. There's so many ways to do it. I mean, that's a great fishery here that doesn't get tapped into too often because it's not a yellowtail up underneath a turn school or, you know, tuna or
right.
foam and dorado or whatever. You know, it kind of gets overlooked. Not overlooked, but just under pressured, right? Is that a good way to put it?
It totally is.
Yeah.
I always like hearing some of those stories talking to Johnny, especially when – now, I'm not saying that this is the only way to do it, but – you know, that's a fishery that can be available to anybody, whether you're a private boater or not. And when the Mission Bay barge has anchovy, you know, Johnny will say that those guys in the blue rental skiffs from Dana Landing will go get a half a scoop of bait and anchor up in any structure scenario, which a lot of times it's the man-made stuff, bridges, you know, from Ingram Street and things like that on the, you know, on the down current side or, you know, of any of those pieces of structure and fish in live anchovy. Halibut's one of those fish that is very targetable on artificial, but it is a sucker for live bait. There's no doubt about it. That's a great fish to catch, you know, with a chove and light line around structure, but also a very easy fish to target on live bait. And again, I would guess what a great use of fishing a slug. Constant touching of the bottom, constant bottom contact, lots of bites covering ground that way.
100%.
Like a little blue smelt on a small lead head.
Hello.
Yeah.
that's definitely a good way to do it. I mean, I've told the story a handful of times. That whole 8-inch slug wasn't made for calico fishing.
Right.
It ended up being like the coolest calico lure, but I made that for halibut fishing originally. And that's because there were so many bites on a 5-inch, and you were catching 25 spotted bay bass before you caught a 20-inch halibut, and then 20 more spotted bay bass
that's
before
funny.
You caught a 28-inch halibut, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, man, what if I just go to an 8-inch, and I'm going to eliminate the majority, if not all of these spotted bay bass, and then maximize the halibut end.
But a sub-legal halibut will have no problem eating that 8-inch slug.
Like, Rick, no problem at all, period. Because they go for the headshot.
Mm-hmm.
They're not tail biting. All the tail bites that you see on a sardine, on a 6-7-inch sardine, did not originate in the back half. That originated with a bite in the front end, and then you set the hook and left the bite marks all the way down the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing on the artificial baits. The trailer hook in the back, in my opinion, I'm giving you my opinion, forget that trailer hook.
Not necessary.
Well, it works, but it works on a lot of the pancakes.
Yeah,
on the
that's
small
how
ones.
I feel, totally.
If you have a 20-inch fish to 22-inch fish, it can eat a 7-inch bait, no problem, like down the gullet. And especially when they go for the headshot, that the whole 8-inch slug on a lead head is a complete headshot. I've tried longer shanked lead heads, and you miss the bites because they're going for the head. They miss the hook.
Yeah.
You actually hook them outside of the mouth because you set the hook into the outside. So, yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it. Johnny is a wealth of information if you go into Dana Landing.
Totally.
Mission Bay and San Diego Bay are two hot spots for halibut, as are all of our SoCal bays. We're very fortunate, and a lot of that halibut will come into the bay in the wintertime, again, for that degree or two. The back of San Diego Bay could be 3 to 4 degrees warmer than the mouth of the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And they go in there for that warmer water. The bait goes in there. Those shallows of 12 to 15 feet of water, you'll catch a 25-pound halibut in January, February, March.
Really?
They get in there. They love it.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's neat. It's a super neat fishery. Same thing with Mission Bay. There's more eelgrass in Mission Bay and marbled.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a solid wall
yeah,
eelgrass.
Yeah, perfect. Little so channels.
That's exactly that, Rick. It's all marbled, and that fish gets in there and hangs up tight against the eelgrass waiting for a little perch or smelt or something to come out. And there's
something that's living in the safety of that grass, and then it pokes out too far.
There's a lot of legal halibut in Mission Bay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
One last thing about Jeff's question. He mentioned gear. What's the appropriate rod and reel to fish with that? Is that spinning tackle? Is that light conventional? Is that the spot for your 150 or 200 tranks? Like, what's the ideal rod and reel to fish? Let's call it Mission Bay leadhead and slug fishing. What's the right outfit?
I would fish a 200 to 300 size. Mm-hmm. I mean, 300 is the largest for me. 200 would be perfect.
Yeah.
And the 200 tranks and 50-pound Power Pro with 40-pound fluoro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, heavier fluoro than you think. And just so you don't have to retire, do it.
707,
like
708, 706.
Yeah.
Like how? I know you're shorter rod. You like a 7 foot rod for that, right?
That's exactly it, right there. Yeah, 7 foot. The 708 is a perfect rod. 706 maybe for the lighter one.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a home run. If you're bait fishing, everything's bumped up a little bit. You know, 300 size. Don't be afraid. And Gundy will tell you too. Don't be afraid to fish a 6 or 7 inch sardine in the bay.
Totally.
You eliminate half the spotted bay bass. Half of them will still eat it, but you're going to generate more bites on the nicer halibut.
Yeah, you're gonna hook more of what you're trying to catch.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
When Neil and I were fishing a bunch, I mean, I'm a greeny guy for halibut. Yeah. Like they those things are sucker for eating a greeny, and like you'd be just like you were describing. Everything you said mirrored that. Like they don't make a bait that's too big for one to eat. I mean, A legal halibut will eat a big mackerel, and a 20-pounder will eat a freaking salami.
Oh, like, if you're talking just a barely legal halibut, I think is like 4.5 pounds. So take a 5 to 8 pounder, which is like, I mean, an average, very small legal halibut. An 8-pounder will absolutely inhale an 8-inch mackerel.
Yeah,
like,
no problem.
No problem.
That's
cool. End of the story.
Ah, it's getting me fired up.
Yeah.
Hey, great text, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely. So fired up. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk a Cup. More talking, just good times. We need your texts. We need your calls. 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk a Cup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligation. obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, we're just having a great time, you and I and myself in here this morning. And one open line. I mean, it's been a fun time, right? So 213-432-1090. And you can text us via the app, a ton of text. And just make sure you leave your name and telephone number so you're in the hat for winning a full-day trip on the San Diego. We'll flip a coin at the end of the show. I did see a number of texts that name the animal that I'm seeing down at Picacho's, and there was like five or six texts that named and pictured and named it Coda Mundi. It's actually not a Coda Mundi.
Okay.
They're very similar looking, same type of tail, bodies are a little bit skinnier. The faces on them are more like monkey-esque.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the right way to say it, but they're just...
Less possum-looking, more monkey-looking.
Yes, that's it. Okay. So the Coda Mundis have kind of a possum elongated face. These have almost a monkey-looking face, the way they look at you. Their eyes are in front and looking at you.
What a trip. That's cool, man. I dig it.
A little bit of hair coming off the cheek, you know, and they're just trippy.
Rad.
The stuff you see down in school.
That's rad.
All while you're hearing macaws flying over.
That's cool.
Pretty neat.
Well, Corey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Catch report with our man, Captain Brian Woolley, standing by.
Yeah, got Brian online there, and it's... if you haven't found out about Summit Gasoline, they have low gas prices for your car, truck, and trailer boat. Only at Summit Gasoline, the San Diego Sports Arena. Get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day, beer, soda, snacks, 100 pounds of free ice with your 35-gallon purchase. And it does take that 35 minimum to make that happen, but 100 pounds of ice, man, hello.
Under $4.50 a gallon right now.
That's incredible. I know. And I saw the Shell station over here was just over $5.
Dude, that's such a dirty. That's so dirty. I love it.
Hello. Go say the manager Martha. She's a sweetheart in there. The super friendly staff, and they are friendly too. That's not just words coming out of my mouth. They are super nice. So much more than the lowest gas prices and the easing out with your boat trailer. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. And they got the man online.
What's up, Willie?
What's up, guys? How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Doing fun. We had fun with Christian in here yesterday talking Lexi and Dana War sport fishing. And, boy, it sounds like
awesome.
Sounds like with some good weather, there's still fishing to be had.
We're still staying busy. You know, it's just last time we just run out of guys that want to go fishing. I mean, I get it. This time of year, right, everyone's trying to save a few bucks here and there for the holidays and whatnot. But, man, we're still getting out, and we're still having some pretty good fishing here for our week, you know. The half-day scene right now, they've kind of been in the shallows again, kind of hunting those bigger sheephead and some of that you know, sticky bass that likes to hang out in that tight water. Some nice calico bass in those shallows there on the live bait. We have a real nice 5-inch sardine right now, and it's just, you know, without the demand at the receiver, you can imagine the quality of the bait right now. It's like every scoop secured scoop of bait.
Yeah.
So it's been super nice sardine. So those guys fishing the fly line for some of that in there, but the sliding sinker setups this week on the half day trips were the way to go. Like the Carolina rig has been a great setup for that sheephead, as have those reverse dropper loops. But the exotic baits like the clam and the shrimp, just the tried and true for those sheephead. But the strip mackerel, that stuff was catching some real nice sheephead for those guys in there this week. Good to see that stuff eating some of that, something different, right? I mean, some of the biggest sheephead I've seen have been caught on the live mackerel, believe it or not, on the bottom. So it's good to see some of that happening for those guys. And then out deep in the shallow water rockfish zones, it's been a just steady mixed bag fishing. You know, the guys on the bottom with the sinker, like right at the bottom, are catching some whitefish and some sculpin. And then those guys that are kind of up in the water column and some of that, you know, suspending fish, seeing some nice pistachio on that live sardine, and then some reds on the live bait too, and the strip squid. We had to beef up the sinkers a little bit and some of the cold snapper jigs we were fishing. We got some uphill current. Stuff was ripping uphill, and that stretch of hard bottom that we fish sometimes doesn't bite real well on that uphill. So we had some wind against current situations yesterday, but it's all about making those changes, right? Adapting and switching the tackle over to kind of fit the scenario is kind of important the last couple of days. And then we've been running a few hoop net trips too. The Real Fun's been doing some hoop net charters. Kind of cool getting little groups of guys out there fishing that. Pretty affordable. I think it's $1,000. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. if you guys want to put a charter together. We provide everything, right? Obviously, you got to buy your licensing report card, but we got all the hoop nets, all the bait, everything you possibly want to offer one of those. And it's been pretty good the last couple nights that those guys have been able to get out there. So just another opportunity to get on the water, you know, if you're
man,
busy
how
during
cool.
the day.
And, hey, get 10 guys together. Everybody throws in $100. You got your own charter for the night. What a fun deal.
Super cool.
Yeah, it's been working out pretty good for those guys. So, and then, you know, this month, too, being December, again, they're kids fish free with two paid adults on a half-day or a three-quarter-day trip. So, chance to save some money there for sure. So, call the landing here. Make those reservations. Our number is 949-496-5794. You can hit us through the web at danaworth.com. You can kind of see what's going on our Instagram and our Facebook pages. We try and keep that up to date as much as we can this time of year just to keep everything kind of front and center, relevant, everything that's going on with us. So give us a call here. We take you fishing this week.
Super cool, Brian. Hey, our text to show is so popular.
Tell us.
Well, go for it, Rick. I mean, we had a texter.
We got a word that it was somebody's birthday today.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Captain Brian Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, thanks, guys.
I got a birthday sheephead question for you. You're talking about sheephead earlier, and you talked about catching a big one. You've in your reports for a lot of years have talked about guys. You always call it importing the exotic baits in there, the shrimps and, you know, and clam and things like that. I'm going fishing. I'm going with Brian Woolley. Sheephead is in, you know, you're in a good hard bottom area. We might catch that. Are we better off fishing like that kind of bait that you've talked about before, bringing in a shrimp or something with us? We better off fishing a mackerel? Is the mackerel the best way to catch a real big one? Is the other bites going to be better for bites? Like, how are you approaching that if somebody's going fishing with you and we got a shot at catching one of those sheephead right now?
Got it. No, that's a good thing. We tell our guys, bring the uncooked shrimp, right? Like, even with the shell on it and everything, the head, whatever you can get that makes that thing look as, you know, natural as possible. Yes, if you want to catch a big one, I think the mackerel slab is the way to go. But okay. Obviously, like, when you're trophy hunting or targeting big fish, your bites are going to be a little bit different, right? You're not going to get, you know, the 14, 15-inch fish that are going to go after that smaller piece of shrimp or piece of clam. You're waiting for that 15-pounder that's going to eat that whole slab. So you might only get two shots at a fish with that slab natural.
Sure.
But with that smaller bait, you know, in and around those lobster traps, those sheephead just want those legs off those lobsters. So something small that looks like a little shrimp or something in and around that stuff is where you're going to get those better bites. If you want to, you know, if you want to catch your four or five fish for your ceviche or whatever, I think that clam or that shrimp's a better bet.
That's good dope, yeah, man. Woolley, the birthday boy, appreciate it very much, brother. Happy birthday. Thanks for always taking such good care of us. Great reports. You do such a good job compiling everything going on at Dana Worth Sport Fishing. One more time, shoot us a number. If somebody wants to go fishing, catch a sheephead with you, take advantage of that December kid fish free with two adults. How do we find you guys at Dana Worth?
Cool. You can check us out at danaworth.com. Link us through the Let's Talk Cook Up page or call our office. They'll take your reservation there, 949-496-5794.
Right on. Yeah. Great job, Willie. As always, appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys. Thanks. Have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Enjoy the birthday, brother. That's awesome.
Thank you. All right.
Let's hit the surf now. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hi, guys. You know, those guys up in the channels, they get some real big sheephead on that live mackerel, like Willie was saying, on the bottom. I've seen one 35 pounds, I think, came from Alijos Rocks on a dropper loop mackerel. So that's a big hunt. I've seen guys, too, bring crawdads. I know they don't live long in salt water, but you can get bites on those things. clams, like, and things like that.
I've always heard...
Sheephead fishing is very good off Dana Point. That is a place to be.
Interesting. I've always grown up hearing that, you know, like, oh, I fish a crawdad for a big sheephead. I've never witnessed it, but, like, it obviously, it makes plenty of sense. That thing's alive plenty long enough, and, boy, I mean, looks like a little lobster crawling around.
Yeah, you know, another thing some guys, old-timers, used to do is smash a mussel but leave the shell all in there, you know, just smash and then hook over the side. Because those sheephead, not only do they have the teeth, but they have the teeth in the throat, you know, so they crunch through all kinds of things like that, you know. That's why they like those lobster legs. They can pick off the traps and stuff, but definitely some good fishing there. Many years ago, we had one off of Dana. I think it was 34 pounds or something. That was
big.
That's quite a fish in 14 feet of water. My God.
Like, I mean, those things are such brutes. That's awesome.
Well, we got cornholed twice the day before on 40. Wow. And we brought a couple 50-pound rigs, and my buddy brought this 60-pound rig with a metal spool, an old Penn Senator, and we kind of laughed at him, but he ended up landing the fish on that, and I almost yanked him over the side. It was quite a deal. They are a powerful fish. If you notice me hemming and hawing, it's because the surf was pushed up. You know, we got...
You get that just fine, buddy.
Yeah. You know, 58 to 61 degree water, just... You know, it's like we slipped suddenly into mid-December, January, you know. So really tough. A few legal halibut up there in that Santa Barbara zone, those west beaches up there. But for the most part, the guys to the south really struggled for any bites at all. So it's just a transitional period right now. But what I wanted to talk about real quick was just, you know, that big halibut last week. The gentleman, the kid, whatever, caught it on 12-pound tat. On a live sardine, and Willie was just talking about those 5-inch sardines. You know, those are ideal for if you got a little skiff, or even if you're on foot. You know, you want to microfish the bay when you do that, and that means you want to fish little jetty ends. You want to fish like, you know, Dana Point. There's a spot right outside the launch ramp. You know, you look at the launch ramp, you don't see much, but the concrete end. And then the bay bottom starts, and I've caught a lot of fish just on that little transition zone. I'm not going to catch a lot of fish, but I can go in there and stick one. And then, you know, you've got gaps where the current works, eddies, and all those little things. And if you microfish those things during the course of the day, you're going to put together a few bites in otherwise tough conditions. And then when things are better, you're going to get even more bites. So 12-pound test is a good place for the bay because it's heavy enough to still move fish. If you got pier pilings, you got jetty, and all, you still have stuff in there. But it's light enough to get bit in this type of situation where we got clear, cool water, you know. So, you know, it's just a fine line you got to work there. You might lose some big ones, but it might work out for you. If you're in a skiff, all the better. Then you can. You know, that big 25-pound fish they had last week, I was talking to the guys, and that was part of it, was moving the trolling motor, keeping that fish up and down, keeping it away from the dock, keeping it away from the pilings and stuff, and then you got a true thing. On the shore, you don't have that kind of thing, but, you know, you can still work it. You just got to be patient or whatever. So looking forward, you know, keep that halibut rod out.
I have a question for you because we've had a handful of texts asking about halibut rigs. And so what would be your ideal rig? And the same texts are asking about trap hooks or no trap hook kind of thing. What is your philosophy?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, I'll start without a trap hook to begin with.
Thank you.
And you could really read, especially with the big sardine baits, you could really read the aggressiveness of the halibut. And a lot of times you get them grabbing, let go, grabbing. And then that's when you go, okay, it's time to do a trap hook. And believe me, it really works. You catch a lot of fish with that little treble right in the tip of the mouth, you know. So it's not something you go to right away. But it can be useful, you know, when they bite like this. And what was the other part of the question? Yeah, absolutely. You can tell the aggressiveness, you know. I had a fish, I think I've told this story, but I had a fish at the end of the bait receiver, and it kept grabbing my sardine for a month straight and wouldn't eat it, you know, and it took a live grunion that I took out off the bait boat, and I dropped it on his head, and he ate it, and it was a 15-pound fish. So, you know, how they can be like that, you know. So when you fish this time of year, you want a 12-pound, you know, lighter line, and trap hook if you have to. I've got nothing against fluorocarbon either. And the rig is, I almost always am on a sliding egg sinker, and you want to use the lightest sinker it takes to get to the bottom. Okay. So you don't inhibit the bait. You don't want to inhibit the bait only as much as you need to. So usually a 3/4, 1/2 ounce is where you want to start there in shallow water. So
it's
kind of a science, but there's guys who put some quality halibut on the deck throughout the year, and that's how they do it.
That's a good one, Gundy. And we were talking about it earlier. It's kind of one of those fisheries that's underutilized or known about, because it's not a foam and school of yellows with a couple turns on it,
right.
or you know, the tuna or calicos and the kelp. It kind of gets overlooked.
Steal the spotlight.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a patience deal, but there's a lot more science to it. You know, once you get the hang and you think like where they're going to be when the tide's moving and it produces current and the bait, you know, and all those things relate, and you start putting the puzzle together, you get more and more success.
That's awesome, Gundy.
Good times, Gundy.
Great report, buddy, as always.
All right. Hopefully we talk more about the beach bite next week, but we'll see. You know, a little stable weather. We'll just have to see.
Sometimes you going off on bay reports and harbor and ideas and techniques are my favorite Gundy reports anyway. So Gundy Gunderson, as always, sure appreciate it. Look forward to whatever great bit of info you bring us next week, whether it's a catch report or not.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, Gundy.
Thank you. Hey, it's brought to us by the 2023 CCA calendar, and it's great news, Rick. It's finally out. Do you have it in the shop?
We do, yeah.
Oh,
beautiful
yeah.
this year.
So cool.
The guys did a great job putting it together.
Yeah, so all those cool photos and all the important fishing, you know, dates that they have in it, and a daily tide chart included, of
the
course.
The best tide chart.
Right? No, I live by this thing, absolutely. Tips, techniques, and fishing regulations, too. Pick up your calendar at tackle shops, landings, and all the Turner's Outdoor stores. Or if you're not near any of those, you can order it at surffishtackle.com. And so that's a great stocking gift. It's a great great way to do it.
The 1 year that calendar like took its year off, you should have heard the trouble I was in at Christmas time. All the uncles and all the buds, you know, like everybody else. Where's the calendar? Like that's the gift for sure, yeah. No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to our buddy Captain Andy Cates of the Red Rooster 3. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In a
America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with Built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores, where the future is for everyone.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear COSA sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, COSA is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. COSA was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. COSA has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at COSASunglasses.com.